When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast may cause dizziness, confusion, bloating, uncontrollable laughter, and in some cases, anal leakage. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
This is episode number 109 of Excuse Me, That's Illegal, the podcast that takes a hardcore look, gets some softcore crimes. I'm your boy Leroy, coming at you straight out of the closet with two stories involving pasta. So I hope you're hungry, but be warned, this episode may get fusilli at times, and it will definitely be macaroni and cheesy. But you're used to that. Oh, and shout out to my boy Vinny, who brought the first story to my attention. I appreciate it, my man. There wasn't quite enough to make a full show with it, but I remembered another noodle-themed crime that I came across in my travels a while back, and knew that these two would pair perfectly, like spaghetti and meatballs. Know what I'm saying? Before we get into it, I'm going away on vacation for 2 weeks, the first 2 weeks of August. We're leaving July 29th, actually, on a road trip, and I just want to chill and relax. Chillax, if you will, with my family. I don't like to miss an episode of this podcast, as you know, but I also don't want to stress myself out trying to bang out an extra one before I go. It's summer. I like to take her easy. So what I'm going to do is August 10th, instead of putting out a regular numbered episode, it's going to be the show's 3-year anniversary. Last year to celebrate, I did a fun Q&A episode. It was well received. People seemed to enjoy it. So I'll be doing the same. I'll answer like 10 questions, so get them in now if you want to be part of the show. They can be as silly and random as possible, or serious, and I'll do my best to answer each and every one of them. I know I'm a little behind right now, I'm putting this episode out late, but if you could get these questions in by July 26th, please, as I have to record and piece it all together before I go away. I'll remind you guys about this on social media, so you can pass me your questions. Obviously via email or also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, wherever you find me. All right, let's get a couple jokes in, then move on with the show. How come no one ever invites ravioli to a party? Because it's a little square. Saucy too. Oh man, that was terrible. But don't worry, this one's even worse. Hey, did you hear about the Italian chef who died? Yeah, sadly, he passed away. Alright everybody, hop in the minivan and let's cruise these suburban streets as I serenade you with a couple tales of low-level true crime.
Don't worry my friends,
I promise to get you back home by Ragu O'Clock. Episode number 109, Pasta La Vista, baby. I love me some pasta. All of it. Even the cheap stuff. Shout out to my boy Chef Boyardee. But my favorite has to be my grandma's lasagna. It was the best. I could eat it all day, baby. I should have got the recipe off her before she passed away. Although I'm sure it wouldn't taste the same if I made it. I think the secret ingredient was love. Anyway, for me, getting my noodle on is a wholesome experience. Certainly not one I would associate with crime. At least, not till now. Okay, our first story takes us to Old Bridge, which is a township in Middlesex County, over there in the state of New Jersey. For some reason to me, Old Bridge sounds like this little dinky town, but it has a population of about 66,000 people, according to the 2018 census, so it's a decent size. Old Bridge is known for a few things. They have the Cheesequake State Park and Old Bridge Waterfront Park, so that's pretty cool if you want to take a hike. And then they also have a pretty kick-ass raceway. Let's hear about that via an article I read in townsquarepublications.com. Old Bridge Township is home to the state's premier and most famous motorsports park, the Old Bridge Township Raceway Park, stretching over 500 acres. The raceway hosts a variety of both motorsports and non-motorsport events during the season from late February through late November. The raceway hosts the NHRA Championship Drag Races, Family Fun Thrill Shows, AMA Motocross, and many other action-packed events. Oh yeah! Alright, calm down there, pal. There's one more thing Old Bridge is known for, and that is pasta. Heaps and heaps and heaps of pasta. And this is due to a recent mystery. Whoa, cut the music. I don't want to get sued here. Besides, it's not that type of mystery. It's actually one that's been solved. Solved mysteries are my favorite kind. So let's get into it. And travel back just a few short months to April 28th of 2023. A local resident is out for a stroll, getting in tune with nature. And this is in a wooded area that surrounds Irsick Brook. Everything's going well. That is, until they make a grisly discovery. Alongside this stream, they find... No, it's not a dead body, don't worry about that. Something much more tragic. They find oodles of discarded noodles. What a waste. And I've heard it was anywhere from 200 to 500 pounds of the stuff. We're talking spaghetti, alphabet-shaped, maybe alphagetti, ziti, spirally macaroni, and other kinds that I don't know the name of. All shapes and sizes. Just thrown away like they were trash. Like they didn't even matter. Sorry, I'm getting a little choked up over here. This path of pasta is crazy. 15 wheelbarrows full is how I heard someone describe it. And it stretches about 25 feet in length. An impressive sight, for sure. There's pictures which I will display on social media for your viewing pleasure. So this concerned citizen tries contacting the township via phone call, then also a stern email, and doesn't hear back from anyone, unfortunately. So they get in touch with local loudmouth and squeaky wheel, Nina Yoknovich. She's an environmental activist who also ran for town council, but came up short. She's a go-getter, the type that likes to get shit done. She also tries to get in touch with the town, but to no avail. That's when she took to social media, posted the pictures I talked about earlier on Facebook. And that gained some attention from news outlets, locals, and whatnot. I mean, when you see these mounds of noodles, it's hard to ignore. Nina talked to a lot of people in the media. Let's start off with a quote from her interview with NPR. "My initial reaction is exactly what yours was. It was funny and humorous and mortifying. It's funny because it's pasta and not garbage. It's humorous because you could make a lot of jokes. And then I'm horrified, because of course, it is a potential contamination for the nearby stream and river." End quote. And she ain't lying. It could be mildly devastating. Let's get a quote from an expert. This is Nina again. "You might say, who cares about pasta? But pasta has a pH level that will impact the water stream. That water stream is important to clean up, because it feeds into the town's water supply." End quote. I was too lazy to look into if that's true or not, but let's just assume our girl knows what she's talking about and isn't exaggerating. Police got wind of this, and they said they'd look into the illegally dumped pasta situation. They were very curious and wanted to speak to the spaghetti spiller and possibly press charges. They said they were only made aware of the dumping from the Facebook post. No one had contacted them directly, which may or may not be true. Nina and a couple of residents called the town to get it cleaned up, so yeah. I bet they didn't feel it was necessary to get law enforcement involved, at least not right away. Let's say the cops are telling the truth. We'll give them the benefit of the doubt here. So who is responsible for this macaroni mess? Nina knows, but I gotta respect the fact that she didn't rat the resident out. That's not really what's important to her. She seems to have a different agenda for getting this story out. Nina, quote,
"At this point, I do know who did it, but this story is not about that. The story really is about the fact that in Old Bridge, we do not have bulk garbage pickup. It has been a point of contention for the entire time I've lived in this town. 23 years. End quote.
I don't know how it works in most cities. I know where I live, we can call and get a couple, I think two bulk items picked up per year free of charge, like a couch or fridge or something like that. Or else we'd have to get a friend with a truck and drop some stuff off at the dump a couple towns over. According to the government website, it says, Old Bridge does not provide sanitation services for household solid waste or bulk items. Weird. And they also add that you can contact private garbage companies to take care of the large stuff if you need to. Waste management. Nosy Nina says those private guys cost an arm and a leg, probably a couple $100 to get rid of a couch or a mattress. And the people that can't afford that, unfortunately, they use different methods. Final Nina quote,
some people take to throwing their trash in remote parts of the town. My neighborhood happens to be a pretty remote neighborhood, so it's a common place for dumping. End quote.
Wow, Nina started sounding like a valley girl there at the end. But yeah, this is a problem. I guess based on these facts, my theory would be some Italian guy threw a big party, had a bunch of leftovers, and threw them out in the creek. You'd think there'd be a salad or some garlic bread out there too, though. So that idea is kind of weak. Also, I should add that no sauce was seen on these noodles, and supposedly the pasta was uncooked. Details are kind of sketchy because it had rained recently, and that left the noodles soggy. So yeah, that would soften them up and make them look cooked even if they weren't. News 4 out of New York. They said when these photos went viral, people were messing around, offering up silly theories of their own. And it's pretty funny. I gotta admit I was jealous of these puns. One guy said the lead suspect was Al Dante, and he might have been working with a partner, Linguini. While another theorized the noodles were thrown out because they were past the expiration date. And finally, this one's good. Someone wondered if the culprit was caught, would they be sent to the penitentiary? Gotta love it. Let's solve this thing here. The neighbors ended up spilling the beans and told authorities and the media that the dumper was a military veteran whose mother had recently passed away. Yeah, his mom died and he was going to sell the house and needed to get rid of a bunch of stuff. And I guess didn't have the cash to call one of these private companies. The man is mentally ill and they've decided to keep his name out of the press and police are not going to press charges. A classy move. I like that. As for the mess, two employees from the city's public works department were called and took care of things in under an hour. Bravo. Keith Rost, he's a guy who had just moved in right next to the scene of the crime. He had sympathy for the pasta dumper. He said,
I mean, I really feel like he was just trying to clear out his parents' house, and they were probably stocked up from COVID. My grandparents always had a cupboard full of cans and pasta, just to be safe.
End quote. Yeah, that's true. I'm trying to think of what else this guy could have done instead. Personally, I might have dug a hole and buried it all in the backyard. Probably a bad move. At least the guy removed the pasta from all its packaging. He seemed like he didn't want to litter and thought it would all just break down into the soil. He just didn't know what to do. Oh wait, now I know what I would do. You could have just taken the pasta to the Salvation Army or some type of shelter. You know, a place like that. Donated it. I'm sure someone less fortunate would have gladly scooped it up. But let's not forget, this guy wasn't of sound mind, so that needs to be factored in. Let's also not forget, this is New Jersey. If the motherless military man had asked around the neighborhood, I'm sure he could have talked to one of those wannabe gangster type guys who would have gladly helped him out. For a price.
What's that? You want to get rid of some pasta? I know a guy. I got a pasta guy. Joey Marinara. He'll take care of that for you. Here's what we're gonna do. I'll call him up. You cook the pasta. Set up a nice table with a decent bottle of vino. He's gonna come over with a briefcase. Now in that briefcase, he's gonna have a few things. He's gonna have a fork, some fresh Parmigiano, couple dozen meatballs, and 3 bottles of his mother's homemade spaghetti sauce. A beautiful sauce with a recipe that has been handed down for generations.
Wait, say that again? 500 pounds of pasta?
That might be too much for Joey.
That's okay, I got another guy. Vinny Carbonara.
He fixes problems, disposes of things people don't want no more. Usually bodies, but he'll take care of your pasta problem. Besides, he owes me a favor.
But if he does this for you, you gotta do something for me. That's how these things work.
Okay, getting carried away over here. I feel like Joe Pesci in Goodfellas. But you get the picture. Anyway, crazy story. And I had a lot of fun with it.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right, let's move on to the next one and head over to Fayetteville, which is a small town in the state of Georgia with a population of 18,957 people, according to the 2020 census. Fayetteville is a suburb of Atlanta and a decent place to live, although it's not without its share of crime. Our friends over at NeighborhoodScout.com give it a 25 on the crime index, meaning it's safer than 25% of U.S. cities. Chances of becoming a victim of a property crime are 1 in 60. Probably even less in 2018, because that is the year that our story takes place. It's July 25th, a hot summer's day when a large, hairy, sweaty, road-weary trucker with pit stains slowly steps out of his big rig. He's got a cigarette in one hand and a piss jug in the other, which he empties before entering the Chevron gas station, located on Interstate Highway 85 North. I have no idea what this guy looks like, or his name, or any details about him for that matter. That's just what I picture when I think of a trucker. No offense to any of the truckers out there. Love you guys and gals. So this truck driver must have been friendly with the owner of this gas station, because he asks if he can keep his big rig in the parking lot for about a week, and the owner agrees. Must be a pretty big parking lot, because this trailer is a 53-footer, a massive truck. Anyway, after purchasing some beef jerky and a coffee, again, I'm just making up that detail. Sorry, I'll just stick to the facts from here on out. He leaves, and for 6 whole days, and comes back to the station on August 1st. Now, I'm no trucker, so I don't know how this works. Maybe the guy lived in the area, but this sounds weird, right? Or is this a common thing? A truck driver abandoning his vehicle in a gas station parking lot for a week. And he's got a full load, too. Yeah, this thing wasn't empty. In fact, it was carrying ramen noodles. There was like 300,000 packs of this ramen in there. And that's a ballpark estimate, but you know the kind I'm talking about. These ramen noodles are typically 25 cents a pack, and there was $98,000 worth of these delicious sodium-filled snacks on board. Damn. So back to the trucker here. He looks around the parking lot, and he's confused. Scratches his butt, scratches his head. He doesn't see his vehicle. Could you imagine? Am I at the right gas station? He thinks about it for a second. Of course he is. But his truck isn't there. It was stolen. When he talks to police, the no doubt soon to be fired trucker finds out that a motorcycle was also stolen in the area that week, and 5 cars were broken into. The police weren't sure if all these incidents were connected, but it was a pretty busy week for crime. And yeah, that's basically the extent of this story. A trucker gets his truck containing $100,000 worth of ramen noodles stolen, and the thief or thieves have never been caught to this day. Not a bad haul for them. I wonder how that played out, though. How do you get rid of that many noodles?
You got a noodle guy? A noodle fencer? Definitely no one's going to give you full price for them. They'd be lucky to get $10,000 back. And who do you sell them to? Walmart? Target? No legit business is going to want to deal with this. If they just decide to eat the noodles, even 3 packs a day, that's going to take 100,000 days. That's 274 years. So good luck with that, pal. At least things didn't turn out like our other story. I haven't heard any reports of 300,000 packs of noodles being dumped near a river in Georgia. So that's good. Can't imagine that would be safe. All those salty noodles contaminating the water. But what a sight that would be. I'm not sure if the 53-foot trailer was ever retrieved. Probably was. Just didn't make the news. But keep your eyes peeled. The vehicle was white with plates from the state of Maine. The plate number is 202643A. So please be on the lookout and call the proper authorities if you find it. Now, there could be a reward in it for you. 1,000 packs of noodles. But don't quote me on that. Surprisingly, there were only 5 comments on this story in the Daily Mail comments section. I thought the story would have led to some interesting speculation and conversation. Guess not. Let's hear what they have to say, though. Keisha says, "The driver better hope that the owner of the trucking company doesn't make him pay for the loss. There is a 50-50 shot of the insurance company will refuse to pay because the trailer was left unsupervised. Then the owner normally passes the buck back to the driver, who was ultimately the one responsible. If the trailer is found, the load is still a loss because it has been tampered with." Some very good points. I wonder if Keisha is a trucker herself. Murasaki says, "It's not like you can get rid of them easily." That's what I'm saying, pal. And lastly, we'll finish this off with a comment from Easy Rider. He says, "A lifetime supply of noodles? That's better than winning the lottery." Amen to that. Great idea for a new scratch ticket. Forget cash for life. I want to win me some of them noodles for life. And we are back. That's a wrap on episode number 109. Pasta la vista, baby. I hope those stories filled you up and you didn't get any sauce stains on your shirt. Those are a bitch to get out. All right, you know what time it is. Listener confession time, baby. So let's get criminal, criminal. I wanna get criminal. This week's confession comes in from a listener named Diana. And she says, "Hey, Leroy, I thought you might appreciate this since you love shit so much." I do, Diana. Those rumors are true. Anyway, she says, "My husband and I don't get along with our neighbors. It's been an ongoing thing for a couple years now. Lots of different petty issues. One of them being their dog, who has shit on our front lawn multiple times. They just laugh and never pick it up. It's like they trained him to do it or something. It's really annoying. And we aren't really confrontational people. And these people are crazy, so I'm not sure what to do. We don't have any pets of our own, otherwise I'd just throw our dog's shit in their backyard for revenge. I don't want a dog, but I'm tempted to get one, just for that purpose. LOL. I'd love to hear your thoughts, and of course, I love the show. Always look forward to it. Diane." Well, Diane, thank you for reaching out. Sorry, Diana. I think I said Diane a couple times there, but Diana, you actually gave me a great idea. You don't necessarily need a dog. Here's what you do. Every time you or your husband has to take a dump, from here on out, just shit in a bag. Or fish it out of the toilet, or just do it in your own hand. Then chuck it into the neighbor's backyard. It's perfect. They'll just think it's the dog's poop, and you'll have the satisfaction in knowing these fools are walking around their yard picking up your dumps every week. It's the ultimate alpha move. You can laugh and sip on a glass of wine as you watch them walk around the yard, scooping up your shit and putting it in bags. Please do that, and let me know how it goes. Some pictures would be greatly appreciated. ExcuseMeThat'sIllegal@gmail.com is the email. Send in your petty crime confessions or other interesting stories, and like our girl Diane here, damn it, Diana, you too could have your story played on the air. Links to the email, Patreon, where you can get ad-free episodes and kick-ass bonus content, PayPal, my TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, private Facebook group are all located in the show notes. Oh yeah, and remember to get those questions in ASAP for the 3-year anniversary special. That's all I got for you for now. Come meet me back here in another 10 days and I will happily serve you up a hearty helping of soft, coarse gumbaggery. Peace!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.